number 5. Discover the secret that sits in the center and knows. Become familiar and comfortable with the notion that nothingness has something to offer you on your path to real magic. Consider, it's the space between the notes that makes the music. A note without space is one long sound. No nothingness, no music. Consider this. A room is not a room without silent, empty space within, surrounded by the shape of material form. No nothingness, no room. And so it is with you. You too are material form surrounding the invisible, silent, emptiness that is also you. Without that nothingness inside, there can be no you. It is out of that secret in the center that you will be able to create miracles for yourself. Here's a suggestion for implementing this. Remind yourself that the world of form surrounds invisible emptiness. Remind yourself that you are form surrounding the invisible life energy. The more you trust that your life is on purpose and that you will not be misguided, the more you will commune in the peaceful, harmonious world of real magic. Number 6. Learn to learn through knowing and trusting rather than doubting and fearing. Much of your learning has likely involved questioning your ability to gain a particular skill. You were taught to doubt in a culture that stressed, you can't, it's wrong, you don't have the right background or the right credentials or the training or the experience. Out of doubt came a fear of your greatness, a fear of disapproval, a fear of failure or intimacy, and even success. If you want to become acquainted with real magic, fear and doubt must be replaced with trust and a strong reliance on internal knowing. Keep in mind as you shift to this new consciousness that behind fear is powerlessness. That which you fear, you are fighting, and fighting always weakens you. Behind trust is empowerment and love. It is your choice always, and the choice begins in that amorphous inner world of the mind. Here's a suggestion for implementing this new mindset. Just for a few minutes today, in your encounter with strangers, shift to knowing and trusting as your way of interacting. Let go of the doubt and treat that clerk or that telephone contact with trust and confidence. This business of learning through knowing and trusting serves you in millions of ways. Try it. Suspend your doubt and fear and trust that things will work out. Number 7. Affirm that your intention creates your reality. Memorize and continually remind yourself, my intention creates my reality. Intention is the energy of your soul coming into contact with your physical reality. What you see around you, who you associate with, how you function daily, and virtually everything about the physical you is a result of your intentions or how your thoughts became energized into action. Creating miracles in your life comes from your intention to do so, not your wish, not your desire, not your goal. Your intention. Then and only then, you'll begin to turn that same potential into your reality in the material world. Here's a suggestion for implementing this. Rather than simply laying out goals or wishes for how you want your life to go, try shifting to the active language of intention. I intend to heal myself of this illness, rather than I wish it would go away. The concept of intention, of applying action to your inner pleadings, will allow you to activate what needs to be done in order to complete the thought and make it a physical reality. This is the very stuff of which miracles are comprised. Number 8. Experience surrender and satori. Surrendering is the equivalent of putting inspiration into your life. When you are inspired, you feel purposeful. When you trust in the invisible intelligence of the universe, you feel guided. It can happen in a moment, and it often occurs just that quickly. In Zen, they call this process satori, which translates roughly to instant awakening. This feeling of satori is a result of an inner decision to be at harmony with yourself and your physical world. It's really a decision to surrender. You can very likely look back to some significant positive shifts in your own life and realize you experienced a moment of awakening. This is the surrender moment called satori. Satori is available to you every moment of your life. It can only come if you have an openness to it and if you're willing to surrender. Just simply trust. Become still and then listen to your own mind. Be guided by an awakened attitude of surrender. The rest will happen as you see the light or experience the glorious feeling of satori. Here's a suggestion for implementing this. Think of the habits that have plagued you for a long time. determined to go through the gate and change unwanted habits one day at a time. Recall the wisdom of Satori. Surrender to a new consciousness, a thought that whispers, I can do this thing in this moment. You've awakened just for this moment. Now go to the next moment with this same surrender, not thinking about tomorrow or anything in the future. This is how you go about making those seemingly difficult changes, one step at a time with an inner grace that allows you to surrender and stop the fighting. Number 9, learn to act as if the life you visualize is already here. Act as if that which you perceive in your mind is already here in the physical world. You create your thoughts create your intentions create your reality. Consequently, you must begin to ignore your own doubt about the importance of your inner world and start acting as if the images you desire are already your reality. Here's a suggestion for implementing this new mindset. If you want to achieve something that has always eluded you, act as if it is already here for this day only. If you've always wanted to be in excellent physical shape, but have never achieved it, act as if today you are a perfect physical specimen. Walk instead of driving to the store. Eat properly. Exercise in the privacy of your bedroom. This is the avenue of miracle making. If you want to be confident but don't normally act that way, today, just this once, act in the physical world the way that you believe a confident person would. This is how miracle-minded people really act in their lives. Try it. Number 10. Live according to your spiritual self first and your physical self second. In developing your mindset for real magic, you must begin the process of living primarily according to your spiritual self. Miracles will only occur if the choices you are making are in concert with your spiritual self. Your first responsibility is to your spiritual side. Consult your mind before acting, and therefore become authentic to yourself. It is nothing more than an internal shift. There is no need to rid yourself of physical habits nor pretend that your physical longings don't exist. Instead, what you do is you rearrange your priorities, making first contact with your soul, paying attention to it first, and allowing your behaviors in the physical world to flow from those new thoughts. Look within and listen, and your priorities will be clearly seen and heard by your physical self. Here's a suggestion for implementing this. Rearrange your priorities just for a day. Make your mental images the most important part of your life and live according to them just for this day. See yourself having a pleasant, lovely evening with your spouse or your loved one. Don't let this picture go. This is in alignment with your spiritual self first. It's all still an invisible thought. Now act that thought out exactly in the manner which you first created it in your mind. By aligning yourself here first and keeping that priority uppermost in your mind, you'll soon see how easy it is to keep that alignment operating throughout your daily life. Number 11. Study the paradox. You can never get enough of what you don't want. Consider all of the things that people do not want. The alcoholic despises the alcohol which consumes his life, yet he can never seem to get enough of it. So too the drug addict. So many of us disdain the money that seems to run our lives and the need to chase it, yet we never seem to get enough of it. That which you crave sends an unwritten, unspoken message to you. I am incomplete without that which I crave. If I get it, I will be more whole, more complete. But this is an illusion. Since you already are it all, you do not need anything else to complete yourself. When you truly know this, your wants disappear, and you're able to do nicely without that which you don't want, but mysteriously keep on craving. When I gave up the pursuit of money, more of it flowed into my life than I had ever known before. When I gave up needing to be right, I gave up the anger and the grief that accompanied that need. When you know that you're already complete, already whole, the pursuit of things which you truly do not need or want diminishes, and your life takes on the delicious flavor of purpose. Here's a suggestion for implementing this mindset. Create an inventory of those things in your life which you continue to pursue, but truly do not want in your life. Now create an inventory of what you would like next to the one you've just outlined. Rather than deception, you might substitute truth in your relationships. Rather than booze, you might substitute 8 glasses of water a day. Rather than anger, you might substitute love and harmony. By assessing that which continues to rain into your life because you're letting it in and encouraging the leaks in your life, you'll automatically have the handle on a new way of eliminating the erosion in your life. Inventory your life. Get it on purpose. Number 12. Ask nothing of anyone and practice unconditional acceptance. All your demands of others create an environment where miracles are impossible to manifest. You must be empty of judgment and demand in order to experience real magic in your life. Asking nothing of anyone gives you a true sense of freedom. Whenever you're about to be upset or angry at someone, stop yourself with this statement: they owe me nothing. Expect nothing of them. I'll just accept them where they are right now. You'll find that 2 days of practicing this attitude will convert you quite nicely, particularly if you practice this with the person to whom you are the closest. For me, it's my wife. When I remind myself that she owes me nothing, that she is a loving presence in my life with no obligations to me, then I have to be accepting of her unconditionally. Notice I didn't say that I had to agree with her 100% of the time. I simply remind myself to demand nothing and to accept her unconditionally. Her presence in my life is a gift to me. We are totally responsible exclusively for our own souls. When I remember that, my wife and I have a beautiful spiritual partnership that is joyous. When I forget it, as I do occasionally, we have stress and unpleasantness, and real magic is impossible. Life is what it is. It's no more and it's no less. Ask nothing of it. Come alive in your mind to the point of demanding nothing of anyone, or even of life itself. See the divineness in all of the people you encounter. Accept that, and you will be in the inner frame of mind for creating real magic. Here's a method of implementing this. Give yourself a day to ask nothing of anyone. Your spouse, your children, your co-workers, everyone that you encounter just today, decide to give to instead of taking from. You will soon see the less you expect from others, the less demanding you are that they serve you, and the more will come your way. Just give love and unconditional acceptance to those you encounter and notice what happens. How can you be angry or hurt when you have no expectations? Number 13. Begin to develop authentic power for yourself. To be authentically powerful, your power must not reside in how others react to you, nor exclusively in your physical strength or appearance. Authentic power is not located in the physical body because of the inevitable changes that transpire in the material world. Authentic empowerment is found on the path of alignment with your soul's purpose. With each step that you take to align yourself with your soul's purpose, you further empower yourself. As you listen to this tape, remind yourself that your objective is personal empowerment, to literally become your own miracle maker. When you become realigned, you will follow your inner signals almost effortlessly. The physical temptations will remain, and occasionally you will allow them to win, but your new spiritual alignment will dominate your life, and a periodic slip will not dislodge your authentic self. Align yourself to the soul. Listen to those inner pleadings to be at ease and on purpose, and you will shift your life over to being an authentically powerful person. It is with this mindset that real magic will become available to you as a life choice. Here's a suggestion for implementing this. Detach yourself for a brief period from the behavior of controlling others through your size, or your authority, position, or your physical appearance, or your age, or your wealth, or anything that's external to yourself. Imagine yourself as just a soul interacting with other souls. Truly treat others as if the fullness of God resided within them and that all manner of physical world attributes are non-existent. Give this a try for a day or two. See how much authentic power you truly possess. All of your physical attributes will someday disintegrate, as does everything in the world of form. Know this and live today as if it has already happened. I often do this with my little children. I imagine myself without my adult-sized body and all of the power that goes with being grown up. I try to relate to them for a period of time, say on the way to school, as if we were all without bodies and only our thoughts and souls were present in the car. I see how empowering this is to them and to me. I listen to them rather than giving them orders. They see me as a loving guide rather than a big person father who can make them do what I want them to do. Give up your need to control and substitute a kind of unconditional acceptance of those you meet as soulmates, all equal in the eyes of God. You will be surprised at how you will empower others as well as yourself when you shift your inner world away from domination and control to one of unconditional respect and loving harmony. And finally, number 14, practice daily meditation. This is all out crucial. Learn how to meditate and make meditation an integral part of your daily life. This final step in creating your miracle mindset is, for me, the most significant. 5 years ago, I couldn't imagine myself meditating on a regular basis. Today, I can't imagine myself or my life without it. It's the vehicle I use to create the state of mind I've been describing. Meditation teaches you to be peaceful, to remove stress and to receive answers where confusion previously reigned, to slow yourself down and ultimately to be able to go to that peaceful place at any time. And I do mean any time. In the middle of a business meeting, in the midst of a tragedy, or during an athletic competition, any time. Meditation can and will help you to become your own miracle worker and come to know the meaning of real magic. There's no right or wrong way to meditate. There's no specific strategy to follow. It truly is just allowing yourself to go into another dimension that is free of the limitations that you experience in your physical world. In your meditative state, you can play out a difficulty or problem in your mind. See it. Experience it first within your invisible self, and then play it out how you want it to go in your physical world. Remember the key. As you think, so shall you be. There are many wonderful books and guides on the subject of meditation by people far more qualified than I am. I will describe how meditation works for me. However, you will only know what it is and what benefit it offers you when you experience it directly. I found that my most valuable meditation time is early in the morning. You might want to take that last hour in the morning before you normally would have awakened and devote it to meditation. Don't worry about being fatigued, because it seems that 1 hour of meditation can be the equivalent of an entire night's sleep. My first objective in meditating is to get myself to an alpha state. What works for me is taking deep breaths and concentrating totally on the longest intake and outtake I can manage without having any intervening thoughts. I avoid the temptation of endless thoughts bombarding my consciousness by repeating the word I as an inner mantra, very slowly to match my breathing pattern. The alpha state is an incredible lightness of being. I then concentrate more fully on my inner vision and may elect to create a pure white screen. I feel alone, peaceful, blissful, and ready to use this meditation time in any way I desire. Each session offers numerous opportunities to use this time in a valuable way. You are now entering the spiritual world as you elect to go within yourself and discover God. I welcome this time and suggest it to be treated as divine and special. Don't let anyone degrade it or impinge upon it. The practice of active meditation includes presenting problems or questions for consideration. I often ask, what is the lesson here? Or how can I benefit from this situation? For example, at one time I was experiencing some difficulties with my 14-year-old daughter. At issue was a boy she wanted to date, and it felt impossible to talk to her without our communication being mired in upset and obstinate behavior. In a meditation, I asked the question, what is the lesson here? How can I be of service to my daughter? Suddenly, I saw her on my inner screen. She was crying, and I asked her, what's the matter? She responded, I can't talk to you about it. You're my father. You really don't understand. I visualized joining her, held her hand, and said, I agree with you. I am prejudiced and overly protective as your father, but I know someone you can talk to. Then, all in my mind, I transformed myself back to her age. There I was, 15 years old, holding my daughter's hands. As a teenager, I asked her to tell me what was bothering her. She opened up, telling me, teenager to teenager, all that bothered her about her father. She related, among other things, how I couldn't be objective and didn't trust her to have good judgment. When I came out of this meditation, I was crying, but I felt as if I'd made a breakthrough. While it was merely a ritual of the mind, it was truly a miracle in the making. Later that morning, I had perhaps the most meaningful conversation with my daughter of our entire lives. I related what had taken place in my meditation. We sat holding hands, explaining to each other how we felt and vowing to share more openly what was troubling us. The situation was resolved. We hugged each other and said, I love you. I will try harder to hear your concerns. Both of us said these magic words. I've included this little story here as an example of one of the many things you can do while you're meditating. The vehicle of meditation offers uncountable opportunities to resolve conflicts. The guidance is there within you. While meditating, you can ask questions and receive answers. You can also go backwards in your life and relive experiences and be able to see the lessons that each of those life experiences provided. You can commune with those who were once in your life and are now either in a different part of the physical world or who have left this physical world. You can learn to get to the heart of any illness that may be a part of your life, blessing the discomfort or disease and seeking the illness's meaning. You also may come into contact with your healing capacity. You can discover that your mind is capable of creating chemicals that will reduce your discomfort and aid your healing. You can learn to ask for and receive the courage to make significant changes away from addictive poisons and unhealthy lifestyles. You can also just simply empty your mind and quietly go within and allow whatever guidance is there to come to you in that quiet, empty, silent space within you. After meditating, I enjoy a continuation of the experiences of that incredible lightness of being. I feel centered and focused and relate to others seeing the fullness of God in them. I really cannot emphasize enough how valuable the practice of meditation is for me. My technique is my own. It's not part of any formal meditation training. It works for me, and it has evolved, as will yours, from having the intention to make contact with this higher part of yourself. When you believe it is there, you will discover how. There are many wonderful books and guides available to assist you in the how, but at this point, you need the intention to discover it for yourself. When you have committed yourself to achieving your miracle mindset, you may find the following checklist helpful. These 14 suggestions are only a beginning, but they are the keys that can unlock the door to real magic thinking in your daily life. Here's a review. 1. Reserve your judgment and your disbelief. 2. Create a real magic zone in your mind. 3. Affirm yourself as a no-limit person. 4. Develop a new mindset toward the concept of intuition. 5. Discover the secret that sits in the center and knows. 6. Learn to learn through trusting rather than doubting and fearing. 7. Affirm that your intention creates your reality. 8. Experience surrender and satori. 9. Learn to act as if the life you visualize is already here. 10. Live according to your spiritual self first and your physical self second. 11. Study the paradox, you can never get enough of what you don't want. 12. Ask nothing of anyone and practice unconditional acceptance. 13. Begin to develop authentic power for yourself. 14. Practice daily meditation. Once you have the inner way, the outer way will follow. This tape emphasizes your unique capacity to create real magic in your life. The central premise is that you become what you think about all day, and those days become your lifetime. It is my belief that you have been taught the physical limitations of your own body. You have been taught what it can do and how well it can do it, how often it gets sick or injured, how difficult it is to stay at perfect health, approximately when it will die, and what diseases and addictions it can and cannot overcome. You've been subjected to what amounts to an indoctrination of your own limits as a physical being. This section will help you unlearn most of what you've been taught. To create the miracles that you seek in your physical body, you will need to follow some new strategies. I know that you are already a physical miracle waiting to unfold. I'm absolutely convinced that you can have it all when it comes to your physical body, and that you need not experience the limitations that characterize your way of living. I also know that you know what to do about it. You don't need another diet book or another exercise video. What you need is the ability to translate what your mind already knows into physical reality. And this is all accomplished by realigning yourself along the principles outlined in the first part of this tape. Now it is time to get specific about your physical body and get you started on manifesting miracles in your health and physical accomplishments. As you approach this subject of real magic for yourself as a physical specimen of perfection, keep in mind the body that you have showed up in. As you consider what it is that would constitute a genuine miracle for yourself related to your physical being, just ask yourself the questions that are truly important to you. What would you like your body to look like? What would you like it to be able to realistically accomplish? What poisons would you truly like to see out of your body permanently? What healings would you love to see take place? After asking yourself these questions, try this terrific exercise. Stand before a full-length mirror and close your eyes. Now envision precisely what you would like this physical body to be able to accomplish. How you would like it to look, how healthy and addiction-free you would like it to be. Get this vision firmly planted in your consciousness. Now open your eyes and look carefully at the body that you have created. Defining your miracle is the first step toward making it your reality. Remember, your body is only the physical package that houses the invisible part of you we call your soul or higher self. So let's consider what you need to do with your mind in order to create real magic in the realm of your physical body. Become a student of your physical body. In your mind, decide that, in spite of present physical health or abilities, you already are a miracle. Let's assume a nagging doubt is still there and that you want to experience real magic in the physical body that you occupy, but you seriously doubt your ability to do so. What you guarantee with that mental doubt is that you will not receive the guidance and assistance that you need. Your mental doubts are sending real magic away. it is incumbent upon you to examine how to change those thoughts around so as to give yourself the opportunity to create real magic in your physical being. If you are a student truly getting ready to be ready, you will assume responsibility for all that you have created. Then, re-examine how you've used your mind to create the physical body that houses your soul. In order to remove that nagging doubt and transcend that old way of thinking and creating your physical body, take an honest look at how it has been working and then commit yourself to a trial period of change. Once you have firmly entrenched a new way of processing the creation of your physical life, your teachers will begin to show up just as they have all along. But now you'll be in the position to accept the assistance they will provide. You can learn to develop more trust and faith in your body to heal yourself and stay healthy. How? Begin with a review of the 7 steps to achieving real magic as they apply to your own physical body that I presented in an earlier section. 1. That invisible life force. Have you recognized the all-powerful invisible life force that is within you? Learn to tap into this life force when you're trying to understand the physical workings of your body. In order to be a student who is ready, begin to re-examine those negative inner voices and, at the very least, start to challenge them firmly. You must convince yourself of the power of your mind to heal and strengthen itself. You must have this as a belief. 2, your thoughts originate with you. Rid yourself of the belief that you are not in control of your body. Give yourself permission to use that invisible will in a way that opens up your physical world to what has seemed impossible. 3, remember there are no limits. There is nothing to stop you from converting your illness to wellness. Nothing. If you are hearing this and saying to yourself, he's wrong, he just doesn't know my condition, then that is what you will be using to create your physical body. Your limits will be what you defend and believe. All the negative conditions of your body, all of them, are capable of being reversed in some miraculous way. But only if you know and understand that the limitations that you experience are the result of limited thinking and limited believing. 4, your life has a purpose. It is very likely that your physical body has been as purposeless as your non-physical self. You must get your body to purpose as well. Seriously seek to discover the lesson embedded in your weaknesses. You can then switch from focusing on suffering to learning what you can from your illnesses, the accidents or your addictions. First comes suffering, second is outcome, and third is purpose. You will treasure your physical being as a vehicle that houses your soul, and you'll be in awe of its perfection and its beauty. It will be a joy to feed it properly, to remove the poisons, to heal it naturally, and appreciate its perfections. 5, you overcome weakness by leaving it behind. Learn to practice leaving self-defeating habits behind you, rather than trying to outthink or outmanipulate them. When you leave your old ways of thinking behind, your old ways of being remain back there as well. I was shocked at how easily I quit nicotine and caffeine, when I knew unconditionally that I no longer wanted those poisons in my body. And when I believed that quitting didn't have to be difficult, I was easily freed from those substances. 6, examine what you believe to be impossible and then change your beliefs. If you thought you were relegated to a lifetime of addiction or disease or discomfort, you will re-examine that belief and begin to apply real magic thinking in its place. The words, it's impossible, are symbols for thoughts. Miracles can only happen when you get rid of that concept of impossible and allow yourself to experience the magic of believing. And finally, 7, you must go beyond logic. Abandon your heavy reliance on your rational mind as your guide. Your rational mind plays tricks and it deludes you. Allow yourself the luxury of believing in the divinity of your own soul. Know that you, body and soul, are a miracle, and that nothing that you can imagine in your mind is impossible. Even the creation of life itself comes from that invisible dimension of thought. These are the 7 steps to real magic revisited for the benefit of applying them to your physical self. The way to the actual creation of that new self, as with everything you have to learn, begins and ends in your invisible self, your magical mind. Jose Silva, the founder of the Silva Mind Control Method, is a man I've admired for a long, long time. I've used the Silva method of visualization myself for many years. It has helped me to overcome illnesses and accidents and to avoid surgery. I was able to heal myself of a hernia that I had been advised would require surgery. Obviously, I have a great deal of faith in the power of the mind to heal and assist us in creating higher and higher states of health. Jose Silva presents numerous case studies of people who were told their physical ailments were beyond their control, yet overcame them. The stories of people who have been able to manifest physical healing miracles are legion. The key to miracle-making is not in reading a book or listening to another's words, however. The key is knowing when you are told that you have some kind of physical affliction that you can either prepare to suffer or prepare to heal. Your health is the result of an intelligence that is in every cell in your body, and that intelligence is neither visible nor identifiable. In order to create perfect health for yourself, you need to understand that the mind is the place where you process it all and decide about the physical reality you're going to experience. For now, keep alive the vision of what it is that would constitute your own personal health miracle as you explore the realm of miracles in your physical abilities. And the same strategy for manifesting miracles in your physical accomplishments applies to all other areas of your life. Real magic can only be accessed if you shed the doubt and fear and convert yourself to a spiritual being. Your great physical accomplishments, which are yet to come, are indeed miracles for you as you contemplate them today. Go within to the peaceful solitude of your mind. Access the higher part of yourself and know you are not alone. Stop competing with others and use your mind to allow your physical self to go to its highest level. Most people have built up a defense system for their particular addictions, and they argue for and defend their habits. Addicts, which includes almost everyone on some level, really want others to believe they do not have a problem. Inside, in that invisible place where truth keeps smacking oneself in the face despite external denials, all addicts know that they have a problem and that they would rather not be poisoning themselves. They believe they just need more courage or strength or will to change. It doesn't matter how far down you've gone, you have within you the ability to make a miracle of your life and rid yourself of addiction. Miracles in your physical world, whether they be healing yourself, achieving maximum physical health, ridding yourself of an addiction, or accomplishing a longed-for achievement, all depend on how you as a spiritual being choose to use your invisible mind and the guidance that is available to you. Here are some specific suggestions to make this your own personal reality in a brief review of the mindset necessary for creating miracles. Practice affirmations as part of your daily agenda. These affirmations will help you remove the doubt and judgment that keep you from moving to the next level on the physical plane. Here are some examples. I am in the process of creating the miracle that I deserve. I am willing to release that which has inhibited me up until now. I trust that I am not alone and that I will receive guidance when I'm ready. I am ready. I know that I have the capacity to accomplish anything that I conceive of in my mind. I am willing to do what it takes to make my dream a reality. Use these and any others you can write for yourself. When said aloud and repeatedly, they will help you dislodge your disbelief. Listen carefully to your body and all that it is telling you. This is your private, real magic zone that you needn't share with anyone else. Simply listen and take notice of what you're hearing. Before long, you will get the message your body's been delivering to you. Exercise me. I hate sitting around and getting flabby. Pay attention. Stop putting so much food into me. I hate sugar, and that's why I give you headaches when you feed it to me. Listen to your body, and it will tell you exactly what you need to know. Every cell in your body has infinite, universal intelligence within it. Nurture that intelligence. Revere it. Miracles will be your reward. Redefine yourself as a no-limit person. Practice new areas of activity. Note what it is you absolutely were certain you could not accomplish just 1 year ago. Choose one limitation and literally see yourself in your mind going past it one day at a time. You will be amazed at the results, which started with a thought. Shift to intention. Reaffirm your intention to make yourself healthy. I am healthy and capable of achieving what I set out to do. I will heal myself. I am not smoking today. This is my intention. My wife Marcy does this with amazing results. She was once diagnosed with a nodule on her thyroid, which three doctors said required surgery. Her response, an intention. I will shrink that nodule and remove it from my body. Not a wish. Nothing could dissuade her. A simple intention that was followed by her putting those intentions into action. She spent a week at an Ayurvedic health center with Dr. Deepak Chopra, learning about diet and how it affects the thyroid. Her nodule is now almost gone. Her doctors are still expressing disbelief at this miracle. It all came about because Marcy's inner voices told her how to proceed in her treatment. Trust inner hunches and intuitions concerning your physical body. Pay attention to whatever seems to be a forceful, dramatic inclination within you. Listen and follow those inner dictates. Your inner voices will tell you what to avoid and who to seek out and what to read and whom to trust and what to eat and when to exercise and when to rest. Everything. You will find yourself experiencing the miracles I am talking about. Begin to trust the secret that sits in the center and knows. Though you may not yet have accessed your highest self, it is a part of you. Trust in the silent, invisible intelligence that flows through your form. After every meditation, I always feel I can accomplish anything, and I'm filled with enormous love and awe for everything I encounter in the physical universe. I am in awe of being alive, and I want to treat my body well. Since I've been meditating, I have reduced my body fat considerably, and I've returned to the weight I was when I graduated from high school in 1958. I feel free from disease and addictive substances, and I find myself accomplishing more than ever before. You must go within and make contact, and then all else will fall into place automatically.